Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Bacchus of NCBA talking NAFTA in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Now through Saturday, the first round of renegotiations of the North American Free Trade Agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States is underway. Kent Bacchus is the trade specialist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says this is all about kind of setting the ground rules of what may be happening over the next several months in trying to redo a deal that was first established back in 1994.
And really, this first round is going to be about testing the waters and trying to set the parameters. You know, we're going to have a lot of experts on the U.S. side. We'll have a lot of our negotiators. Their teams will be pretty full, so we'll have people covering all areas of the economy. It'll be rooms full of lawyers, and, you know, really they're going to focus on each individual segment at a time. I think this week is really going to be about setting the stage, about what they want to accomplish. What are some of the things that they can go ahead and check off the list? And then what are the sensitive items that they're going to have to probably finish later on in the year? So I think that's really what they're going to focus on and try to move as much of that agenda in the next few weeks as possible.
Bacchus says the beef industry is hopeful that the negotiations will go quickly, but realistically...
We're probably looking at several months here. I know that there's a goal of trying to conclude the negotiations by the end of the year. At least that's some of the goals of folks in the industry. That's certainly what we would like to see. But just given the overall size of NAFTA, the fact that you have industries today that didn't exist when NAFTA was first negotiated, there's a lot of ground they got to cover, and there's also a lot of issues that they're going to have to discuss. So I think that we would be optimistic to think this will conclude by the end of the year, but realistically, it's going to take several months.
As for the cattle industry's message to the Trump administration regarding this renegotiation of NAFTA,
our message has been pretty clear to the administration from the beginning, and that really is do no harm. Leave the U.S. beef and cattle sectors, leave all of the sectors that impact the cattle industry alone, because we've really benefited from NAFTA. And because of NAFTA, we've seen our exports to both Canada and Mexico average about $1 billion annually. We cannot afford to lose that access or jeopardize that access. And quite frankly, NAFTA has been good for our competitors in those countries too, so they don't have any interest in seeing any changes to the beef and cattle terms. So we'd like this to move as quickly as possible, keep those negotiations narrow in scope, and then let's move on to more important markets like Japan, where we could see some potential losses if we don't get a free trade agreement in the very near future.
And Bacchus reminds us that these negotiations have been driven by politics, one of the campaign promises being fulfilled by President Donald Trump. And he says it's important that the cattle industry engage with the administration and especially with Congress to make sure that the viewpoints of agriculture are included in the talks in the days ahead.
Well, just because you're not a trade lawyer sitting at the table does not mean that you're going to have an impact on these negotiations. We really need people to engage their members of Congress and to speak out. Talk about the benefits of NAFTA, what this means to you. You know, we've definitely communicated that message to our negotiators, and there's going to be a lot of pressure from Congress to make sure that our government delivers on those goals. So we need you to keep the pressure up. You're going to have a lot of members of Congress who are home through August, during the recess, and parts of September. Now's the time to engage. Now's the time to let them know that we cannot jeopardize our access into these markets. And we also also need you to engage with your neighbors. There's a lot of misinformation that's out there. You have people saying that NAFTA has been bad and all these things. It's been great for the U.S. beef industry, and we need to tell that positive story. We need to make sure that people know that that we have benefited from this, that NAFTA is good, and that we don't need to jeopardize the terms that we have. We've got to tell that story, because if we don't, then only the people spreading misinformation are going to be the ones that are heard.
Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office on the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.